Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. I'm Mad Dog American Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Chad Mutray. Chad is the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. I encourage you to check that out. We talked, Chad, thanks again for hanging out with us. You gave us a great tour, a great report on the global manufacturing side. Now let's turn to the U.S.
You didn't introduce me as Mad Dog Mutray, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I've got another moniker. I'm gonna hang on you one of these days. So talk to us about the U.S. manufacturing. It's surely on the uptick with the tax cuts.
It is definitely on the uptick. I think last time I was on your show, we talked about the Outlook survey that we did in December, all-time high, 94.6% of our members are either somewhat or very positive about their own company's outlook.
Mm-hmm.
And a large part of that was the expectation that tax reform was going to get passed. It did. But also optimism about what's happening on the regulatory side. And you know, this year, the focus certainly shifts to infrastructure and obviously NAFTA. Certainly, from a tax reform and regulatory reform perspective, there's a lot of optimism about the pro-growth environment that we live in right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, net hiring is up too, right?
We added the manufacturing sector last year hired 16,000 workers per month on average, and we ended the year on a really strong note, 25,000 workers hired in December. Contrast that with 2016, where we actually lost 16,000 workers for the year as a whole. So as the outlook has picked up, as overall production's picked up, hiring has picked up. And the number one issue, you and I have talked about this before, but the first time it was the number one issue. The number one issue in the last survey was attracting and retaining a quality workforce.
Yep, I talked about that in the last segment.
Yeah, I heard. I was listening in. And it beat health care across, which is pretty amazing. And it beat taxes and regulations.
So here's the first time
in 7 years at the NAM that's been the number one issue.
Yeah, and this is a national crisis right now, not just for manufacturers, Chad. Our mutual friend Bill Dunkelberg over at NFIB reports this all the time across many sectors of small businesses. So here's my question. You're a great person to ask this question of. Because you're a vertical market, you're sort of vertical in that you're manufacturing, but you represent large companies and small companies.
That's right.
You've got members of your organization who got a 40% tax cut, a permanent fixed flat tax cut down to 21%. You also have members who only got a 20% deduction on the pass-through income. Some of that may be qualified. It goes away in 8 years, and so my question is, when you got on one side of the aisle, you got manufacturers who are paying their people more money, they're giving them bonuses because they got tax cuts, but then you got other members who didn't get those. Santa wasn't as good to them. Now they're all trying to compete for the same workers. Do you see the discrepancy? Do you see the disparity? You see the inequity of that?
I heard the last segment, so I heard what you said on that. I think it's long been true. As you mentioned earlier, I used to be the chief economist at the SBA. I mean, I think it's long been true that smaller businesses have been disadvantaged when it comes to competing for workers against some of their larger counterparts. And I think that's something that's unfortunately probably going to always be true. As a result of the tax reform, I think, you know, everyone got a tax cut. Obviously, you can quibble as you have ever so eloquently with the difference between large and small. I think the bigger view for me, even beyond the tax cut part and even beyond the rebate part that you focused on in the last segment, the bigger part for me is that every one of our members, small, medium, and large, is complaining about the inability to attract workers.
Yeah.
And we've been working with them for a long time about, you know, how can they be proactive about that? How can they work with the local community colleges and local and state governments to try to make sure those fields are being offered? The NAM now owns Manufacturing Day, so, you know, trying mm-hmm. to encourage more of our members, especially those smaller ones, right, to open up their facilities to make sure that high school students come in and see that it's a great high-paying occupation for them to go into. And beyond that, just simply, you know, what can they do? What are those best practices that they can do to make sure that they're upskilling their workforce to better compete? To keep up, I guess, with the Joneses, I guess, to use your phrase there. Because manufacturing is not your grandfather's manufacturing
That's right.
anymore. And I think everyone really is struggling with that. I mean, the good news is from a compensation standpoint, the average production worker is earning at least $20 an hour. The average worker in general in manufacturing is earning about $26 an hour, according to BLS, that's nationally. And the average is about $82,000 a year with benefits. And so mm-hmm. those are averages. People obviously are making less and more than that depending on where they are and what occupation they are. But this is still a good paying job. It's still a pathway to the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
I think those net hiring numbers are indicative of just how tough it is. We are at full employment or close to full employment. And that's going to continue to get worse.
It's not going to get better. That's exactly right. We have other issues we have to solve that problem. Chad Moutrie, ladies and gentlemen, NAM.org. When we come back, we're going to talk about the tax cuts from another standpoint. Could it be bringing jobs here from overseas? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.